Sport on RTE Radio 1.
An FAI Cup night, the kickoff of the English Premiership, and Shamrock Rovers progressed through Europe without Jack Byrne. Oisin Coyne is here to tell us more.
Thanks, Gavin. Good morning. And Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley hailed Rory Gaffney after the veteran striker hit the first of two goals in a 4-0 comeback win over Balkany that sent his side into the Conference League playoffs. The Hoops came into Thursday night's tie, trailing from the first leg in Kosovo, but strikes from the 35-year-old either side of the interval helped them ease to a 4-1 aggregate win. Gaffney says his side didn't do themselves justice in the first leg and that he was proud that they produced a special performance to turn it around in Tala.
It was a great night. It's great, I suppose, we had the opportunity to turn around. We didn't do ourselves justice last week over in Kosovo, but I suppose like all these European times or ties, they're always different, home and away. I suppose they probably came here, I don't know what they expected, but they didn't expect that. And I know we weren't great last week, but they were quite good last week, and some of their individual players and some of the moments that they had, you were thinking this is a good team, but we're a total different team at home, and I've showed that tonight.
Rory Gaffney there, and Shamrock Rovers will face Portuguese side Santa Clara, and the first leg will be next Thursday away. Meanwhile, the European adventure is over for St. Pat's for another year. The Saints took a 2-0 lead into the first half of their second leg against Besiktas, but lost 3-2 on the night in Istanbul to go out 7-3 over the two legs. Speaking to the club's in-house media, Pat's manager Stephen Kenny says his players can keep their heads high following the result.
I'm very proud of the players. We're disappointed we didn't get a result in the end. 2-0 up. He did brilliantly. Besiktas are top class international team. We just couldn't see that into half time. Disappointed with that, and it's a game we could have won or drawn at least. And considering it's our fifth game in 14 days, including 120 minutes, like, we've had an absolutely savage run in, and now we've Shelburne in the cup 2 days later. So we've had. David 7-day break in between before and after, and they've been able to prepare properly. We haven't, and yet we still here, we're two up and we had to make three subs. Players are now staying, but I think early on the second half, but I think I'm very proud of the effort and how well we did, and we just couldn't hang on.
Meanwhile, Shelburne will meet Linfield once again in their Conference League playoff. The Northern Irish side progressed 3-2 past Faroe outfit Vikingur. Shells came out on top when the two clubs met in the first round of the Champions League qualifiers last month. And there's two all Premier Division ties on offer as the FAI Cup takes centre stage this evening. Bohemians welcome Sligo Rovers to Dalymount Park, while it's a Munster derby at Turner's Cross with Cork City hosting Waterford. On Saturday, Shelburne take on Shamrock Rovers, and non-league side Newbridge will host Bohemians in the Women's FAI Cup quarterfinals. The Kildare club are the last remaining non-league team in the competition. The side is captained by Ella Doyle, and she believes their run in the competition is inspiring the younger girls in the community to keep playing the game.
It's an unreal experience as a club, and just we're 2.5 years in the making, and just it just proves that you can be a non-league of Ireland team to play at this level, and it's such a good experience to be a non-league of Ireland team in this cup. No, it won't be easy, especially as a non-League of Ireland playing at a top level against a top team. But sure, we can just give it our best shot and go out on the day. And it's a game, 90-minute game of football at the end of the day. Sure, we just have to go out, give it our best shot and do our best. The main thing is just to stay composed. It's a big day. We'll have a lot, I'm sure, a good crowd at it. So it's a great experience. And once we stick together on the pitch, a lot of communication and motivation. Motivate each other and we'll get there in the end. Yeah, we've a good few underage teams, and to see all young age groups watching the senior women's for the club, it's great for them to have someone to look up to as a team, as a club, and then they'll have an ambition to get where we were maybe and keep playing football. It's important that women just keep playing football and stick with it. It makes you kind of, it gives you a drive to do better within yourself, wanting to go train and wanting to do better and improve like individually and as a team.
That's Ella Doyle there from Newbridge. Now, the Premier League season gets up and running tonight. Reigning champions Liverpool begin the defence of their title at home to Bournemouth. There will be a moment of silence in memory of former Liverpool striker Diogo Jota and his brother Andre ahead of all of this weekend's Premier League fixtures. Kick-off at Anfield is at 8 o'clock. To Gaelic Games and new Mayo manager Andy Moran says his immediate objective is to get the best players in the county playing for the Green and Red, which he suggests might not have been the case in recent years. The former Footballer of the Year was ratified as the county's new boss yesterday evening, with former teammate Colin Boyle and recently departed Derry manager Paddy Talley arriving as part of his ticket. The eight-time Connacht medalist stressed that one of his priorities was getting Mayo's best players, as we said, and notably Killian O'Connor and Padraig O'Hara, who opted out of the 2025 campaign, could be two players we see back in the side. And Moran emphasised the importance of having players of that quality in the setup.
Before we even get to talking about All-Irelands and 51 and all this stuff, I think the big thing is we need to get back to work, we need to get back to basics, we need to build on some of the good work that Kevin and Stephen had done last year, and then we just need to get better in kind of every aspect that we're chasing. And the key thing here is to get the best players in Mayo playing for Mayo, which quite unusually over the last couple of years mightn't have always been the case, and we need to get the best players playing. But in terms of young talent, Marty, there's a crop of under 20s there that just missed out narrowly against Loud this year. There's a crop of minors coming through that are really talented. Obviously you've seen them playing last year, lost out to Armagh in the All-Ireland semi-final, so there's been a few kind of titles there and a few green shoots over the last couple of years, which is great to see. And it's about how do we keep, I suppose, being competitive with the strong players that we have, and then embedding these young talented players in amongst it. And I think that's going to be the major role for the management team over the next couple of years.
Andy Moran there now staying with Mayo, and Deanna O'Hara will be the county's new senior ladies team manager for 2026. O'Hara captained Mayo to All-Ireland success in her playing days, winning a total of 3 All-Irelands. She succeeds her fellow Ballina native Liam McHale, who stepped away earlier this year. Now to golf, and Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy both carded an opening round of level par 70 at the BMW Championship in Maryland. Scotland's Robert McIntyre holds a 3-shot lead there on 8 under par. Conor Purcell is 2 under through his first couple of holes of his second round at the Danish Championship. The Port Marnock golfer is now 5 shots off the lead, held by Canada's Aaron Cockerell and England's Marco Penge. And Dermot McIlroy tees off his second round from 3 over par at 20-12. And after an opening round of 72, Stephanie Meadows 8 shots off the lead ahead of round 2 at the LPGA Tour's Portland Classic in Oregon. Now, after missing out on a semi-final spot on Wednesday, Ireland's attention turns to the classification tournament at the Women's Euro Hockey Championship. Gareth Grundy's side take on Scotland this morning, where the action gets underway at 11:30 in Mönchengladbach. Now, the Modern Tyres Ulster Rally, the penultimate round of the Irish Tarmac Championship, begins this afternoon, with Derry's Callum Devine in his Skoda Fabia Rally 2 leading the way. Victory in the two-day event, or even a top three finish, will guarantee him a second title in 3 years and put it out of reach of Donegal father and son duo Declan and Michael Boyle, also in Skoda Fabia Rally 2 cars. And finally, today's racing takes place at Dundalk and Tramore.